This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, once again, we are visiting with Dr. Ola Slepchinski, plastic surgeon and founder of the Aesthetic Institute of New York and New Jersey. Today, he is going to be sharing his expertise on cheek augmentation with cheek implants. Dr. Slepchinski, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us, what is cheek augmentation surgery?
Well, cheek augmentation surgery essentially is augmenting or enhancing the area of the mid-face in and around the front or top of the cheek called the malar eminence. So it's enhancing the mid-face portion or the cheekbone area of the face using facial implants.
And Dr. Slepchinski, how is cheek augmentation surgery performed?
Well, the cheek augmentation is typically performed through a small incision under the inner portion of the lip called the gingival buccal sulcus of the upper lip, and make a pocket over what's called the malar eminence of the cheekbone. And once this pocket's made, we use different sizes of implants. There's different shapes and sizes of implants. And we put these implants, these sizers in to determine which size and shape is best for the patient. And once we determine that, then we actually take that particular implant out of the sterile box and put it into the pocket. And some of these implants are secured using a small screw, and that screws right into the bone. If the implant is fairly tight, we really don't have to use that because it's snug into a pocket. And then the incision is closed, and the surgery takes about an hour, and the immediate recovery time is about 5 to 7 days, where the patient experiences some swelling over the cheekbone. Typically, it starts to resolve after the fourth day. There's really not that much bruising. The full healing, of course, could take up to a year, but the immediate sort of swelling typically takes between 5 to 7 to 10 days, depending on the patient and how they heal and how they recover.
And certainly some helpful information there. Now, what are the benefits of implants?
Well, typically two types of patients are looking for cheek implants. The younger patient that wants to augment or have a higher, more defined cheekbone. Typically, these patients have used some kind of filler, injectable filler in the area. Fillers can be a nice way to see what a cheek implant would look like. However, they're usually temporary, so those patients are looking for a permanent change or permanent fix in the cheekbone area. And then the other class of patients are the patients that are, they're in the older category. They're starting to see some cheek sagging and some jowling. And a lot of these patients have also done temporary fillers that augment the cheek and bring the jowl up a little bit. And problem with fillers, again, they're temporary, so these patients are seeking a more permanent change, so they will then consult with me for a cheek augmentation, which is essentially a permanent change after the cheek implant's placed.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Slepchinski, plastic surgeon and founder of the Aesthetic Institute of New York and New Jersey, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, what are the different types of cheek implants and what makes someone better suited for one over the other?
So there are several different type of shapes and sizes. They come small to extra large, and there's two basic shapes, malar and submalar, combined submalar shell. The malar implant is good for patients that are looking to enhance the upper part of their cheek, sort of to have a higher, more defined cheekbone. And the combined submalar malar patient for patients that are looking to get more fullness in their midface or rejuvenate their new midface. So one type of implant is good for younger patients that are looking to contour their face, and the other type is appropriate for patients that are looking to get a little bit of rejuvenation in their midface. And then, of course, there are the different sizes, and that's determined during the surgery. It's also discussed with the patient prior to the surgery.
Lastly, Dr. Slepchinski, what makes a person a good candidate for cheek augmentation with implants?
Well, any patient that is looking to enhance their midface or rejuvenate their midface is a good candidate for cheek implants. It is a good alternative to fillers because it's a permanent correction, and if they're placed properly, they look really great, and the patients don't have to continue having fillers injected in that area. So I think it's a one-shot deal. There is a slight recovery, but I think that anybody that's looking to have either contouring of their upper midface or midface rejuvenation as a candidate for cheek augmentation.
Dr. Slepchinski, we certainly have appreciated your time and covering very well your expertise on cheek augmentation with cheek implants. Where can listeners get further details on Aesthetic Institute of New York and New Jersey online, and how could listeners also be in touch as well?
The website, my website is facechange.org. That's facechange.org, and patients can log into that site. There's a lot of information on cheek augmentation, our contact information, and if they have any questions, they can get through to us through that website. That's the easiest way to contact us, faithchange.org.
Easy enough. Again, Dr. Slepchinski, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Ola Slepchinski, plastic surgeon and founder of the Aesthetic Institute of New York and New Jersey. And for further details, visit facechange.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.